In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, she sat down and took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over, sat down and asked her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, "I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter, and here ever after, I'm after whatever the other life brings." Well, in the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. His big hands were calloused, he looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. Then he started shaking, his big heart was breaking. He looked to the woman and said, "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time the hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy." After he left us, I ordered more tequila. I thought how she made him look small. From the lights of the ballroom to the rented hotel, we walked without talking at all. Well, when she came to me, yes, she was a beauty. She must have thought I'd lost my mind, for I couldn't hold her. The words that he told her kept coming back time after time. "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time the hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time the hurting won't heal. He picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. He picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy."